Today, what I want to do is talk about the three issues about the Australian economy that the AFR asked and what my responses were. So the first question was, how low do you think the cash rate will have to move in order to achieve the RBA's targets? And at what point does the bank, that's the RBA, have to consider quantitative easing? So what I've said is that our model of the cash rate is currently running at around 70 basis points. Now, the reason it's fallen again from 100 basis points is that what we're running is a version of the San Francisco Fed model. And that uses various components, amongst a lot of other things, it uses various components of long rates to give us an estimate of where short rates should be. So as long rates have been declining further in Australia, that knocks the model down. The fact that unemployment hasn't fallen also keeps it lower. And of course, inflation is very low. So what that now means is that we expect a total of three rate cuts down to 75 basis points by the end of the year. Quantitative easing is a different matter. Quantitative easing was undertaken by the Federal Reserve and the Bank of England as the policy rate approached the zero bound. Now, the zero bound is an economics way of saying, well, they almost fell to zero. In practice, this means the cash rate will have to have fallen to a level between 50 basis points, and that's because the Bank of England started quantitative easing when the UK bank rate fell to 50 basis points, and 25 basis points, and that's because the Federal Reserve began quantitative easing when their rates fell to 25 basis points. For quantitative easing to be necessary, we still believe that we have a little room yet. So our rates, we think the rates will get to 75 basis points, but that's still above the 50 to 25 level necessary for quantitative easing. Second question, on a scale of 1 to 10, how important is productivity reform and why? Now, this is actually an answer that I asked the Governor of the Reserve Bank, Philip Lowe, when he was here. And my answer pretty much is in line with the discussion that that he provided about it. My answer was, we rate productivity reform as a necessity of 10 out of 10. Both Mario Draghi and Philip Lowe have noted that cuts in short rates only produce a short-term stimulus. For growth to be sustained, it is absolutely necessary to undertake structural reform. In Australia, this process has been previously referred to as microeconomic reform or productivity reform. Either way, reforms have to be undertaken to ensure that labour and product markets are more flexible in order to meet the shift in resources that is necessary to generate the best growth performance. Only if growth is strong can there be strong growth in wages and living standards. The third question was about housing. And the question was, has the housing price downturn reached its end, or has the market just been given a temporary retreat following the federal election? Now, the way I look at house prices is to look at the rate of change of house prices. And if you look at the chart of the monthly rate of change of house prices, what you will see is it fell sharply at the end of last year. That is to say, it was decelerating at an increasing rate. But through this year, it's been falling at a decreasing rate. And that rate at which it's falling looks like it will get to zero in the second half of the year, which means that house prices will bottom out. So that's what I've said. The decline in house prices is slowing sharply. We think that house prices will have reached their low by the end of calendar 2019. We think that employment growth will continue to be healthy, and that's the piece I wrote about the economy and an economic strategy. Repeating that story will be available today. This employment growth, together with lower interest rates, will provide a low in housing demand.